cooking? Well, it seems like everybody's cooking with Crisco shortening. Fine fritters, fine chicken donuts, say, make 'em yummy, please your tummy. Crisco shortening, swell for frying. Get to buying Crisco today.
Right to happiness. A very human story brought to you every weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time by Procter & Gamble, the makers of P&G Naphtha Soap, the soap that gets clothes really white. P.G.? Cute fellow, about so high, with the letters P&G on his coat. He's P&G Naphtha Soap. He may be at your house right now, because he doesn't seem to be here. Oh, P.G., you scared me. Where have you been?
I've been working for a lady in Connecticut.
Oh, so that's where you were. What kind of work were you doing?
Well, this lady has a special job for me every wash day. You see, her son and her husband get their shirt collars and cuffs just grimy.
Boy, those things are really hard to get clean, aren't they?
Not if you do it the P&G way.
The P&G way?
Yes, like this lady does. She dampens the collars and cuffs, then rubs me right on the dirty spots before she puts them into my suds.
Oh, I see. She rubs you on the dirty places first.
Uh-huh. Then when the clothes get into my thick, rich suds, all that old grime just streams out.
Did you hear that, friends? Rub P&G on your extra dirty clothes first. Then put them into the suds, and they'll come out clean as a whistle.
Just like that. Why, I can't be beat for getting clothes clean. You see, I'm a high-quality soap with an active dirt loosener.
You hear that, friends? That's what you get when you buy P&G Naphtha Soap. Why don't you get several big bars today so you'll have plenty on hand next wash day? A whopping big bar costs only a few pennies, and that one bar is enough for an average 100-piece wash. To happiness. A tragedy bared to the public eye. Headlines, pictures, a front page story. And as newsboys hawk their wares, as the morning papers flood the city, Carolyn is being held in a cell at the Morgan Street Police Station. The wheels of justice have started to grind. The machinery of the law has gone into action. Fingerprints, photographs, records compiled. After trying hours at the Bureau of Identification, a young woman sits white-faced, exhausted, staring almost without expression through the bars of her cell. She's said over and over again that the shooting was an accident. And yet, the statement of Bill Walker, the statement of Bill, lying close to death in a hospital, weighs heavily against her. A charge of intent to kill may become a charge of murder. In a waiting room of the police station, Fred Minton is at Doris' side. The man whom Carolyn's mother planned to marry in the near future has proved himself in this time of crisis. Since yesterday evening, when Doris called him to tell him of a shooting, an accident, He's tried to take the entire burden from the shoulders of the woman he loves. His face shows the weariness of lack of sleep, the strain of the nighttime vigil he kept at the police station. As Doris looks at him now, she says,
"You're completely worn out, Fred."
"Don't worry about me."
"Well, I don't know how I can thank you for everything you've done."
"I haven't been able to do much, I'm afraid. Did you get any rest at all, Doris?"
"Rest? You'd scarcely call it rest. I tried to sleep after I went home, but it was out of the question. I just lay there in the darkness, seeing it all again. Carolyn's face as she stood there, holding a gun. Bill lying at her feet. Oh, Fred, he's got to live. He's got to pull through."
"Yes."
"When I think of Carolyn, she was in that cell all night, Fred. When they let us see her a few minutes ago, I was almost frightened. Can't we do something to get her out of here? To get her away from this place?"
"And I told you that bail was out of the question, Doris."
"I know.
They're holding her until Bill takes a turn for better, or..."
"Don't even say it. He can't die. He's got to live, Fred. When you phoned your attorney, Fred..."
"Yes?"
"What was it he said to you about proceedings?"
"Habeas corpus proceedings? Well, he said that that was the only way we could get Carolyn out on bail. A habeas corpus writ will demand that charges be placed against her immediately, and bail set."
"Charges?
We may as well be prepared to face it, Doris. If charges are placed while Bill still lives, Carolyn will undoubtedly be booked with assault with intent to kill."
"But it was an accident."
"Yes, I know. But I'm afraid we'll have to convince a court of that."
"And if Bill should die, the charge will be..."
"Murder."
"That statement made by Bill last night. How could he have said the things he did, Fred? The state's attorney told me that he insisted Carolyn meant to kill him. He knows that isn't true."
"It seems, my dear, that some people nurse their bitterness, their vindictiveness, even at a time when..."
"When they should want to clean the slate, yes. Oh, hasn't Bill even a spark of something good left in him? I just can't believe, Fred, that anyone, not even Bill, could..."
"He's shown us in the past, my dear, that he's capable of almost anything."
"Shouldn't your attorney be here by now?"
"He said he'd try to be here at 10 o'clock. It's only a few minutes after."
"Will he want to see Carolyn first?"
"Probably."
"Fred."
"Yes?"
"He'll want to know everything."
"He'll have to know everything."
"About Bill and me. What we were to each other years ago."
"Everything, Doris."
"If he were a stranger, Fred. But a friend of yours, a man who knows you're going to marry me."
"I'm not ashamed of anything you've done in the past, my dear. I'm not ashamed to have to... have you take him into your complete confidence. He just has to know the background of this thing or he won't be able to proceed."
"Yes. Carolyn won't be able to tell him, Fred. I'll have..." have to do it.
Well, I can if you wish.
No, I think I should. Not a word from Dwight.
You see, he must know by now.
Of course. The papers, he must have seen them by now. You'd think that now, of all times, if he ever had any love for Carolyn, he'd go to her.
Well, his mother and father are in the city, Doris. I can imagine that they've brought influence to bear on him. It was a pretty ugly story, the way the newspapers gave it.
The way they magnified it out of all proportion. My name. The fact that Carolyn is the daughter of the editor of a well-known magazine. Daughter of a woman who tells other people how to live. He certainly played that for all it was worth.
Yes.
Not that I care about that. Carolyn. I can't think of anything or anyone but her now. And what may lie ahead of her. Oh, it almost sickened me, Fred, the way the papers treated her version of the shooting. Her insistence that it was an accident. All the clever reporters with their innuendos. The things they left unsaid rather than said. They certainly had a field day. Why is it they can't give people the benefit of the doubt? Why can't they accept that someone is innocent until they're proven guilty? Carolyn was no more to blame for what happened in Bill's office last night than I was. She took a gun there, yes. But she just doesn't have it in her to want to kill.
No, of course not.
But what good will her word be, or my word, in the face of Bill's statement? If I could only get to him, Fred. If I could only talk to him. Perhaps I could...
What, Doris?
I don't know. But there have been times in the past when I've seemed to be able to have a little influence with Bill. The power to move him a little. Perhaps now, if I made him understand what may happen because of his statement. Perhaps now, if I appeal to whatever good is left in him, Fred... I can make him give another account of what happened. A true account. Bill knows it was an accident. He must know it was an accident.
Some people who remain bitter and vindictive to the end. Knowing Bill as you do, do you really think you have the power to bring out some of the decency, some of the chivalry you still believe he possesses? Will it be possible for you to see Bill, to plead with him, before it's too late? You write us that you enjoy our program every day and our soap P&G naphtha every wash day. But I wonder if you're enjoying some of the other things P&G can do for you. Help you with your dishes, for instance. Or say, P&G's Whirlwind in the dishpan gives you plenty of zippy suds that get dishes clean in a hurry. Sure they do. Because P&G suds contain an active ingredient that helps cut grease and caked on food. Has dishes and pots and pans shining clean in practically no time. There's no waiting around for those suds either.
Why, they come rolling off that big creamy bar in a jiffy, even in hard water, because P&G helps soften water. And say, when you take your hands out of those rich, thick suds, notice how easy P&G's been on them, will you? It's a high-quality soap, you know. It's easy on hands, as any P&G user will tell you. And I know you'll notice how long one bar of P&G lasts. Why, a big husky bar that costs only a few pennies will do all your dishes for a whole week. I hope you'll give P&G a chance soon to show you how it can help with dishes. Why not make it tonight? Be sure to listen tomorrow to the next truly human episode of The Right to Happiness. This is your announcer, Fort Pearson, for P&G Naphtha Soap. Friends, you can make America invincible in the air. Buy defense bonds. The money you put into defense bonds provides your pilots with ships. Get defense bonds at your bank, post office, or savings and loan association. Get defense stamps at your retail store, or have your newspaper carrier boy deliver them every week.